Hagud Ner of Shabbos. I'm going to talk a little bit on the Kudas HaParsha, which also connects to a Shaila, one of the Talmidei HaYeshiva asked me before we came to camp. This Bacha wanted to stay in Muncie for the summer. And he told me that he really feels that he'll forget everything else, he'll learn better. He's personally going to learn better in Muncie instead of coming to camp. So I told him, I'll tell you a story. I will also learn better in Muncie. For sure. 1 hour in my office is better than many hours over here. So what's the teretz? I also come here. So mamish, this week's parashat is Yesoid Godel. That's important for every Ben Torah, not just while you're in yeshiva. Your whole life to absorb. The parashat begins, Zois Chukas HaToyer. It's talking about Por Adume. It's an obvious question. I'm sure it bothered all of you. Zois Chukas HaToyer? This time I only remember from Parshas Boy. Talks about carbon Pesach. What does it say? And if anything, carbon Pesach, as we know, there would make more sense to say Chukas HaTorah, if anything. Because that carbon Pesach gave us the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim, the whole Mount Torah, everything came from that carbon Pesach. Kodesh Baruch Hu came down, he saw us in Mitzrayim. The Navi says we were naked. Atom Evan Ve'elia. Hashem gave us the Korban Pesach. That facilitated the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if by Korban Pesach would have said Zois Chukas HaTorah, we would have understood it. We would have been able to explain it. So this is not my kasha. Many ask this kasha. If you look at the beginning of the parasha, you'll see the Rechaim HaKodesh has Arichas Dvarim on this question. But I'll ask you another question on Por Aduma. The Por Aduma Be'etzem, for those of you that learned Kodshim, even if you just did Mishnayos and Kodshim, you would know that Por Aduma, it's not even a carbon. It's very, 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 very Shvach Kedusha. Chazal call it Kotshe Verek Abayis. Kotshe Verek Abayis normally is just the money is for Hekdesh. Right? The money goes to Hekdesh. Has no place in the Beis HaMikdosh. And Taka Paradume Zavidose Vachutz. It's not in the Beis HaMikdosh. It's not Kotshe Kotshim. It's not Kotshim Kalim. It's the lowest you can get. Right? So again, it should be on the bottom. But we find that Misas Miriam Anaviyah, one of the Parnosei Ador, the Gimel Parnosei Ador, was Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Miriam's Misas found right by the parish of Por Adum. So Chazal say, why? Why do we find that Miriam died? Why is it recorded together with Por Adum? To teach you that just like Korbanos HaMishkapim, Misas Tzadikim Mechapel. Is that not a bizoyin? That's the biggest bizoyin. You couldn't find that you went to the bottom of the barrel to compare it to tzaddik? At least kotchim kalim, at least compare it to ashlomi. If you're asking me to compare a tzaddik, I would say a tzaddik is better than a chattas, better than kotchim kadosh, and better than an oila. The Rebbeinu Shlom tells David HaMelech, one day of your Torah is better than elef. Then 1,000 korbanos that your son Shlomo Melch is going to bring in Beis HaMikdash. A tzaddik? So what do we compare a tzaddik to? We mamish go to the bottom of the barrel. We find the epis hakorban. It's not really a korban. It's better kabayis. It's outside the shechter, outside the ashes. The ganze meisa. That's where you go. Pella. Doesn't bother him. Shimmy doesn't bother you. Not Pella. And that's where we pick. That's the model. Ma kobola is mechapne, misa tzadik mechapere, so it's Por Adume. So obviously there's something about Por Adume, eh? That's very deep. That's much deeper. Besides for the just the avoid of the paradum, which is taka, avoidosei bachutz, taka, it's taka not. On a level of kedusha, it's taka not up there. But there's a different nekuda b'paraduma that puts it all the way up. To know what is the pshat in that. We know that also in this week's parasha, we learn about the chet of the Mei Meriva. Very hard to understand what exactly the chet of the Mei Meriva was. But the pasuk says, lo himanti bi lahakdisheni. Lahakdisheni leini b'nei Yisrael. Chassam Sofer brings up from the Kuzri. Really, what's the big difference if you hit the rock, you talk to the rock? And you have to understand that if Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock, that means Kol HaTorah Kula was hitting the rock. Moshe Rabbeinu had a chesed, whatever his chesed was. When I was a young bach, I saw Lev Aryeh. Till today, this Lev Aryeh is in my kishkin. He says a beautiful chesed, because in Tfilas Geshem, when we daven for rain, so we mention the others, the Shvatim, we mention Moshe Rabbeinu also. Right? What do you, does Zaylin remember what quality we say about Moshe Rabbeinu? Anybody know? Tfilas Geshem. Just said it a couple of months ago. What's up for you? Alasela hach v'yotzumayim. As we state in Tfilas Geshem. So what do we pick from Moshe Rabbeinu? The one chet that's recorded, the chet Mei Meriva, when we're asking for rain, bavuroi, the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu, what do we pick? Alasela hach v'yotzumayim. Okay, there's ways you could take out the chet nekuda. You could say maybe it's going on the original hakor when the first 40 years when Miriam was alive, Moshe had to hit the rock. As I stayed pasuk mafurish, he was told to hit the rock. So maybe it's going back to that. Still sapel. So I'll tell you an unbelievable way back. Rather, this bothered me mamish when I was mamish a little kid. I think the first time that I was a bar das at all, and I learned the parsha of Moshe hitting the rock, so I had an elementary school question that you should ask. Elementary school, just well, I posed the question. Moshe Rabbeinu went against the Rabbeinu Shalom. He hit the rock. Shouldn't have been matzliach. The punishment tells you not to hit the rock. You hit the rock, now water comes out. A little water comes, you hit him harder, more water comes out. Shouldn't have been matzliach. Why was it taka matzliach? So listen to Lev Aryeh. Lev Aryeh in Chum. He says that, what's taka pshat that the first 40 years, Moshe was taka supposed to hit the rock? If you go back in Parshas Peshalach, you'll see. The first time when the water came out from the rock, says Klar, hit the rock. Why? All of a sudden, Miriam dies. Now the Baruch Hashem says, "V'dibarta malasa." So the Lev Aryeh says that the bigger madrega tzaddik is, the less of a pu'ula you need, the less action you need. Right? The bigger the tzaddik, he could just give a look and everything is taken care of. A person on a smaller madrega has to do more. Even an S, even when you need a miracle, a bigger tzaddik needs to do less tenuas, needs to do less ishtadlis to make the Ness happen. Says the Lev Aryeh, for the first 40 years, the water came out in the schus of Miriam. Miriam was taka unbelievable. But it's Miriam. Not Moshe. But maybe we had to hit the rock. But now, if the Miriam died, Chazal tell us, now the water came out in schus fun Moshe Rabbeinu. Now you don't have to hit the rock anymore. He couldn't show himself better than his sister. He couldn't. The Chanishka can't. So the chet alone was coming from Tzidkosei Shal Moshe Rabbeinu. Kemitzogin Lefit Vorov, we know that this, the Ein HaMayim Yoytzim El B'Schus HaNova, the Rishon bring down the Sechus time. It's one of the reasons why we fast to bring rain. It's because when a person fasts, they become more humble. They're humble. Memela, even though the Rebbeinu Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu Taka to talk to the rock, but he knows that the hitting was coming, Al Shmidas Hanover, Taka would have came out. And Memela, when we talk about Moshe Rabbeinu's Spitz Madrega, or Ish Moshe on of Moed, we bring a raya from Al Aselah. But the bottom line is that Moshe Rabbeinu, because he hit the rock, there's a chassan in Kiddush Hashem. What's the difference in Kiddush Hashem? Hit the rock, talk to the rock. It's a smaller miracle. Come on. If I went over to Iraq and I hit it and a bunch of water came out, you know, I went over to Iraq and I spoke to it, would you say, that's no big deal? Hit the rock. Let's see. Rabbi, let's see you talk to the rock. Yeah. The bigger kun. So you look at the chassan sofer and the kuz, you're able to, what's even the difference? It's a nuance. It's a nuance of a difference. So I'm going to tell you what I think lies in a psikta and a yalkut shemoni, the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu talking to rock, Moshe Rabbeinu hitting the rock, which really lies in what the chassan sofer brings down from the kuzri, and really could be the lesson of paraduma. And the answer to this bacher who asked me, why can't you just stay in Muncie? If you could learn better in Muncie, let him just stay in Muncie. Rather, I don't believe him anyway. But that's a zaita gezach. That's not the nekude. A foftzach alein. You know what that means, right? He's fooling himself. He won't learn better in Muncie. I'm going to you through his right. Miriam Anavia was zoiche that she got a schar for waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Pasha Shmoyz, it says, Vatasatze, Vachoyse, Mirochay, Kudeya, Mayosa, what? Miriam waited for her brother Moshe, right? So in that schar that she waited for Moshe Rabbeinu, she was zeicha to reward. What reward was she zeicha? So we learned about this already. Gans Klal Yisrael waited. The end of Pasha was Baal Oysa. Gans Klal Yisrael waited when she was in Mitzaraz. The whole Klal Yisrael waited. Va'om loy nosa, ade Yosef Miriam. You know what that is? The entire nation of Klal Yisrael. You know what Tircha de Tzibur is? Can you imagine what Tircha de Tzibur is? I heard over from Rabbi Yankov Zatzal that one year Rabbi Chanan was stuck on Yom Kippur in Nevada. Not a bad place to be stuck for Yom Kippur. Nevada. That's where he got stuck. And Rabbi Chanan Vassman, the Nevardikers were very happy that Rabbi Chanan was stuck in Nevada for Yom Kippur. They were very happy. They had Rabbi Chanan. So they asked him to speak. And he was misatzim. He didn't want to. They pressured him to speak. What musr are you going to give Nevardik? You know Nevardik? Nevardik. Nevardik on Purim, right, have more Yiras HaRoimus than we have on Baidiwa. You understand? What musr are you going to give Nevardik? Rabbi Chanan gets up. Nevardik Beis Medrash was packed. Packed Beis Medrash. Bechlal, a small Beis Medrash. Every seat was taken. Every inch of the room was taken. There was no room for a Sefer Torah. They didn't have a stage like this. There was pashut no room. So the way it was, the Sefer Torah was in the Aron, high up. There was no floor space for Sefer Torah. It was high up. Mr. Ahmed, the Baal Tefillah was under the Sefer Torah. They had a ladder they would pull out before Kriyas HaTorah, climb up the ladder to get the Sefer Torah. Rabbi Chanan said, Medafarechten, the way they take out the Sefer Torah. While the Olam Davarten, for a couple of seconds, the Olam has to wait for the ladder until they get the ladder, until they get the Sefer Torah to come back. Di Yordach Min Mekabel Zayin, to fix that. The Tircha de Tzibura. So you know what Tircha de Tzibur is? That's Tircha de Tzibur. That on Yom Kippur, that's the Musa that the Bochanan is giving the Nevardik Yeshiva. So imagine Gans Klal Yisrael. Gans Klal Yisrael. It's waiting for miracle. Unbelievable. Not for a couple of minutes, for a week. That's what Chazal tells us. So L'chair is a shtickle pella. Would you want to get such kind of reward? Everybody's sitting waiting around. Why aren't we going? You know how it is the last guy when there's a trip. And everybody's all excited to go on the trip and the bus gate is because there's one yukul there in a shmerel. then in his bunk collecting his place looking for his toothbrush. So Mishugina. Yeah? It does have COVID. Everybody's sitting on the bus. Fayena, Shlomazel. That's a COVID. Miriam's a Chametzerah. That's not a COVID to be a Mitzvah. Mitzvah. That's the way we reward her. Make a big dinner. Like we had a couple of years ago, we honored Rebbe Chanan. That makes sense. Make a dinner for her. Everybody's waiting while she's in Mitzvah. That's the Matan Schar. That's the way you pay Miriam back. Paying back Miriam. How are we going to pay back Miriam? That when she's in Mitzvah, Gans Kleisel are going to know we're sitting, we're waiting for Yen and Mitzvah. So that's a cover. If I was Yen and Mitzvah, I'd say, please go. Don't forget about me. I'll find my way. Don't wait for me. So obviously, Chazal telling us something. So what are Chazal telling us? There's an unbelievable Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi explains that if you go to the chet of the Egel Azov, the tiefkeit of the chet of the Egel Azov, there weren't so many people that worshipped the Egel Azov. Chazal HaMashma Bikorin was the Egel Rav. They were Yechidim, Yechidim. And the Shevet HaLevi was Zov Tar, was pure, nobody was involved. But Rav Klal Yisrael didn't worship the Egel. So what did Rav Klal Yisrael do? So Chazal tell us. Arvus. We allowed it to happen. We didn't object. The Beis Halevi says that that's why the Lashon by the Egel Azov is, it doesn't say Ze Eli. Does Eli have for Yisrael? You can have it. It didn't stir us. Tadyena. The Lashon of Chazal is Be'elechotu. 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 So the Beis Halevi says the fact that it didn't stir us, that Yena has. Eloliyachay Yisrael. As long as it's not Eli, as long as I'm not worshipping the Egel Azov, I'm okay. Sholem alay nafshi. I'm not worshipping the Egel Azov, I'm okay. Eloliyachay Yisrael. It comes out the chet of the Egel was absorbed only in your ruchnias. My ruchnias. I don't care about Yena's ruchnias. Yenna's ruchnias doesn't shter me. It's my ruchnias. That's what I care about. It's my ruchnias. Rabbi Yisai, what's the choik of Parah Adumah? The choik of Parah Adumah that Shlomo HaMelech said, Amarti Echkem Avir Choikem Imen, is that the Parah Adumah has a reverse effect. The ashes of the Parah Adumah, the one who gathers the ashes, he becomes Tomei. Becomes Tomei for the whole day. Yitzeh Shemesh. Right? Yet the person who comes into contact with the ashes, who you sprinkle the ashes, the mechatos on, becomes tar. It's like a reverse effect. But if you mimic, if you go deep into it, what do you see? The person that's tomei is going to somebody who's tar, and that person who's tar is being metami themselves. To being matar the other person. I'm becoming tomei to make you tahor. You don't find that by any carbon. There's not one carbon where the mechaper loses from causing somebody else a kapole. Adarab, to do avoid the samidish, to stop giving the gross to madrege. They had goyrois, as we're going to learn in Mesechus Tomei. They had a lottery to do avodah. Even the Deshem was a lottery. Eventually. At the beginning they ran. Right? The only carbon we have in the Beis Hamikdash, outside the Beis Hamikdash actually, where the one who's involved in gathering the ashes becomes Tomei, to make the other person tor, is Parah Adumah. Is Kum Techois, that Parah Adumah is the exact opposite of the chet of the Egel Azov. The Egel Azov was, I'm okay. I'm not worshiping the Egel. You worship the Egel. No problem. It's on your back.
No skin off my back. What's Parah?
I'm taking the skin off my back to put skin on your back.
The opposite of it. That's why it's...
That's why the Parah Adume is a kapora for the chet of the ego. Because it's mamish the opposite. It's the opposite of the shirish, of the root of what was going on by the ego. Mamish the opposite. Zok the Torah Akdoisha. It's not just by Paraduma. It's not just Paraduma. A Jew has to always worry about the Sviva. When you mile the Sviva around you, you yourself get more in this hour. You grow from making other people grow. The biggest mistake people make is they think, Shalom Alei Nafshi. The more you worry about somebody else's ruchnius, the more your ruchnius goes up. Zok the pasuk, zois chukas, not apara hatoira, the whole Torah. Tami atzmachol atayir achemim is not only by paraduma. What kind of tzaddik's misa is mashpi on the door? A tzaddik that he himself was worried to cleanse the door. That's why it compares a tzaddik to paraduma. I asked you, why is it compared to paraduma? It's paraduma. Because this is the kind of tzaddik we're talking about. We're talking about a tzaddik who's bebchinas paraduma. A tzaddik is bebchinas paraduma. As a tzaddik, his mis is takim chaper on the door. And that's why that's the comparison. Person has to always worry about the siva around them. To go and ask a kasha in this week's Papai Paraduma. There's another pasuk that talks about Kol HaTeraku. So is that Torah Odom Kiyomus Boyan, Zod Chazal, Eina Torah Miskayim, Elobim Yishamim is Atzmeilah. The Torah only can survive, so his name is Atzmeilah. So they bring down from the Goyan, so how does the end of the pasuk go? The end of the pasuk says, Kol HaShem Boyal Yit Mishavasim. How does that fit with the drosha? Whenever you have a drosha, it has to fit the whole pasuk. So according to the Vart, I'm telling you now, it's very simple. Because Kol HaShem Boyal Yit Mishavasim is talking about the tahara of the oil, not the tumah. The whole oil has to go through a 7-day process to become tahara. Zois HaTorah Odom Ki... Ein HaTorah Miskayim Elo B'mishamei Misatzmo Yoleh. But you may think it's enough that you may miss yourself. No. You want the Torah in the sky, but you Kol HaShem Boyal Yit Mishavasim. You have to worry about being matayer the whole Sviva. It's not just you. It's not just about you. It's about your sviva. And this is something a person always has to think. It's not stam chesed. Your ruchnius grows when you're worried about somebody else's ruchnius. Your ruchnius is a whole new madrega. I always tell people, I could tell Baruch Hashem by now, between the yeshiva and the shul, kimat is not a daf in shas that I didn't give a shir on somewhere. Either in yeshiva or in the shul or one of them. But via Amol Zadaf, I see, it's felt. This daf is felt, Bamir. I'm missing in this daf. And that's only if it's a daf I didn't give shit before I had the daf. It doesn't matter, I could have learned the daf 2,000 times. If I gave shit to somebody else. But if I didn't worry that daf should be, somebody else should know that daf, then I also have a chisom. It's felt, Bamir. That daf is missing by me if I didn't worry that I should give over the daf to you. That's what it's about. This is the Yisoid. And from that you grow. Rabbi Chanan Vasserman Zecher Tzadik Levrocha had a close friend that he went to yeshiva, also a very big head, and he ended up going into mischa. He ended up going into business. His name was Moshe Tzvinger. Very wealthy man. He supported a lot of the yeshivas and this. The end of his life, he spent like 14 hours a day learning, and he worked for like 4 hours a day. They asked him, what was the change? He said, I went to visit Rabbi Chanan. We went to yeshiva together. I knew Rabbi Chanan, turned into Rabbi Chanan. I went to visit him, Mavakar, my old chava, Rabbi Chanan. He says, I went into Rabbi Chanan's house. I was mamish depressed. Mamish sitting with a bunch of old chairs. Looks like a chorbi he's living in. This is Rabbi Chanan. He says, told Rebbe Chaim, you're bigger about Kishrin than me in Yeshiva. You have a lot of street smarts. I can't see you living like this. Efshe, you know, you would teach, but you would also be, you know, working. It stares me the way you're living. Rebbe Chaim said, this is what I want. He kept on saying, you stare. When it came time to leave, Rebbe Chanan took off his busy schedule and he walked into the station, the train station. A 30-minute walk. He walked into the train station. And the train was not coming for another half hour. He sat with him. And the guy kept on saying, Rebbe Chanan, please go back. No. Anyway, by the train station, this year lived in Varsha. The Moshe Tzvinger lived in Varsha, Warsaw. There were trains going everywhere. Going to Warsaw was a big city. Mamish was packed. People waiting to go to Warsaw. Next, there was another train going to some Delphi, New Bloomfield, Pennsylvania. He's going to New Bloomfield. We're the only Michigan. Yeah. Over there were three people sitting there. Rebbe Chaim says, Moshe, why are you squeezing yourself in? With all these yachach, goyim and ISIS, squeeze it, I think. Go like a match. Go to the other train, to New Bloomfield. It's only three people. I'm just have the whole train for yourself. Put your feet up on the chair, you can sit like a gavir. He goes, Rebbe Chanan! I'm not going to New Bloomfield! I'm going to Warsaw! Rebbe Chanan goes, this is Shtertmir. I can't help it. It bothers me that you should be so squashed. What's it? I can't take it. Please. Go on the other train. You'll be able to machaye. Rebbe Chanan. I'm not going to New Bloomfield. I'm going to Warsaw. The third time already, he's yelling at him already. Rebbe Chanan, here he goes. Rebbe Chanan, I told you already. Rebbe Chanan says, "Un ich gei sotene." Why does it bother you how I'm living? You're asking me to go on another train where I'm not going. He said it made such a roshim on him that he changed his whole seder ayin. He went from working 14 hours a day to learning 14 hours. Rebbe Chanan told over his son, Reb Simcha, Simcha Wasserman, that when I met my friend, and my friend told me what he told me, hob ich gespürt an Achrayes. I felt an Achrayes, not just to answer him, nor to bite him, to make Ashpa on him. Rebbe Chanan went and took off from his schedule, the Gadol Hador, to go to the train station to sit and wait, just to bring out a point. Because Rebbe Chanan wasn't worried about himself. He was worried about his environment. And now his old chava came, now he's part of my environment. I have to influence him. Thus is the Yisrael Adam. That's what it's all about. That's the Yisrael Adam. Miriam HaNevi already from day one, she got a nevuah that nobody had. When we were in Mem Teshari Tumah, what nevuah did Miriam have? And if you learn the Gemara and Megillah there, Vav Zayin, you learn the Gesugis there with Chulda, with all the Gesugis in the Megillah, you'll see that a Navi gets a Nevuah that he has a Shaychis to that Nevuah. That means Miriam Anaviah, she was worried about the Matzah of a Klai, so she got the Nevuah. While we were Tomei, we were Memtei Shari Tumah, her own brother Moshe told her, Rabbeinu Shalom, V'chi Yoytzi Yos B'nei Yisrael in Mitzrayim, are they Roy Nevuah? She got the Nevuah. Asida Imi She'toilid Moshe Yishol Yisrael. She was able to see in the Tumah of Klai Yisrael an opening to be Metahar Klai Yisrael. That was her Nevuah. And that's what she waited. That was Vatasatzi V'achoyse Meirachik. And the male of Klai Yisrael showed Miriam, Mozach gelernt von ihr. We waited ourselves for her tahara. We Klal Yisrael waited for her tahara. We saw in Miriam, a person's a maturity, could be a maturity for 50 years. It makes sense to wait for a mitzvah. What are you waiting for? You don't know when the person's going to become tahor. They could stay like that for 50 years. Till they get simoni tahara, your mitzvah. But Klai Yisrael showed Miriam, the midah keneged midah was that we ourselves, we learned from Miriam. Miriam ki'ilu saw in Klai Yisrael tahara. Now we saw in her tahara. When she was a mitzvah, we saw in her tahara. That's the Yisrael Hadol. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was supposed to speak to the rock, he was supposed to give Klal Yisrael a lesson. Sikta says, Shneil of Perek Echo. He was supposed to show Klal Yisrael the Koyach HaTorah. As much as Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the one who gave us the Torah. But there was another little piece he could have lifted us up, and that was the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. That Daka Shebedaka. That shows you the responsibility we have in lifting up our Sviva. Moshe Rabbeinu lifted up Klal Yisrael. Everything we have, Moshe Rabbeinu, he could have lifted them up a little more, shown them the Koyach HaTorah. Shneil of Perek Echad with Dibur, he would have shown them the Koyach HaTorah a little bit more. That's not a bigger miracle. A different type of Nakuda. That was already a Taina, Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's how we have to live our life. We have to know it's not enough. There's no Shalom Alei Nafshi by us. Our life is lifting up other people. Our ruchni is our growth, and this is always like that. You're going to be, some of you will be Rosh Hashiva, some of you will be Rabbonim, some of you will be Balabatim. Whatever you're going to be, you always have to worry about your Sivya. I tell my Balabatim, it's easier for me to learn in my house. Like I say, first of all, I don't believe it. But even if it would be true, you walk into Beis Medrash, you mechazik other people. You mechazik other people, your Torah alone goes up. The Zalman, you heard from the Akhoizimig Rebbe 30 years ago. So you remember. That would mean this Beholchei Beis Medrash. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, four mean this Beholchei Beis Medrash. Right? Anyone remembers that Mishnah? Remember the Mishnah? I'm sorry, you just had that seat here. That would mean this Beholchei Beis Medrash. There's a Hoyle Chloes to the highest level, you go and you accomplish. There's a Hoyle Chloes, you have at least the Yitzchara. You could be an Oisev Eine Heilich. You could be your Oisek in Torah, but you don't actually make it to the base level. And you could be an Eine Heilich Eine. Frag the Kloisenberg of Ebbe. Eine Heilich Eine Oisek. See, he's not from the Hochei Beis Medrash. But maybe the one who's an Oisev Eine Heilich, he's like, at least he's called Hochei Beis Medrash because he's conveying himself in money. But a guy is Eine Heilich Eine is another guy. How's he affect the person? He doesn't go and he doesn't learn. So why is he listed in the whole thing? Zuck the Kloisenberger, you look at a guy who's so empty, who doesn't go, he doesn't do, he's a gonist. You say, I don't want to be like that. So if one guy looks at him and goes, you know what, I'm going to go to Beis Medrash, I don't want to be empty like him. Er hat das Schuss! He has a source that somebody made it to the Beis Medrash because of him. They looked at him and they went, he's completely Nebuch, Rachmanu L'Tzlan, look at him. I'm going to the Beis Medrash. Hosteich et ha-schus. You also have a schus. Homan ha-rosho ka-hat ha-schus. B'nei bonav shalomam, lom du terev b'nei brak. The Alter Slobodka says, what's pshah, b'nei bonav shalomam, lom du terev b'nei brak? Because since G'doylo Mesiris Tabas, When Achashverosh gave over his ring to Haman, it made an impact on Klal Yisrael, a positive impact, even though his kavanah was terrible. Still, Zocha b'nei bonav, lomdu Torah b'nei bonav. So we have to realize that our ruchnius is grows by the measurement of how we impact other people. So it's not that we sacrifice our ruchnius to give to other people. We hire the whole octane, by gasoline. We hire the energy. When we give others, we grow ourselves. I always tell the Bachem Parshas Noach, and I'll end with this. Apel Dike Chazal in Parshas Noach. Noach finishes building the tech. 120 years building a tech. It finally starts raining. Lo yinichnas ha-shedochku amayim. You know, you have these people walk around the whole summer with an umbrella because maybe it's going to rain. You guys also mentioned the whole summer they're walking with an umbrella. Why? Maybe it's going to rain. There's no rain in the forecast for the next 2 weeks. Doesn't matter. Maybe it's going to rain. As soon as one drop opens up, I held my umbrella like a lachem blurim. I want to at least show my feet. It could be two drops. It's going to open up the umbrella. Noach is building a teva for 120 years. And then he doesn't go in until the water pushes him in. So Chazal say, Af Noach miktani yamonohoi. You hear Chazal? Noach was from the small believers. Mamin veini mamin shio bimeyama. What? 120 years? How could it be? There's all kinds of pshatins. There are shach, chazal, and the stiplers. I'm not going to go through all the kitas. I'm going to tell you simple. That I always tell this. There's always, you know, this paradox. This poshup shot. Poshup shot is if a person has a shtickle of shot in the sugya, and you all, I'm so capital, you just want to have a good idea, you have a thought. You go over to the guy next to you, tell him, you hear? The guy goes, I don't care. Okay, you still hold your bar in your throat. You go to your rabbi, you hear the bar? Not the best. Okay, my Rebbe, he doesn't have it. It is good. If you go over to 10,000 people, and every person you go over to goes for, eventually you'll be close, you know, it's not such a good vote. If I can't sell it to one person, it's not such a good vote. Other Rabbi, you have a shtickle knage. Maybe it's not such a good vote. You tell the guy next to you, psh, very quickly, you're going to start saying, this is Terah Messina. This is Terah Messina. Noach was 120 years building a teva. 120 years. How many Balei Tshuva did Noach get? 120. Who knows that? Zero. Zero. That means in 120 years of building a teva, it was a tourist site. Everybody came. That's the ark, the old man building. You can imagine. Pictures. There wasn't one guy who went in there like in the old city and says, you know, I like this whole... You know, this ark concept. There could be some breast of a tiger dog place was. On the ark, some breast of a tiger dog. Not one! Hab ich gesagt, that if you're not mechazik anybody, you yourself get weaker. If you're not mashpi on anybody, your ruchnius itself gets to go for. Because your ruchnius grows from how much you impact other people. So you could learn at home, maybe you could learn a mashu better at home, but you come to the basement, you should have called Tony and the chazak on other people. You're going to shtayg more. Call a shaboya. You're going to grow more. So I told this bacha, getting back to what I told this bacha, I said, you come to camp, it's not just your Torah. You're solid the whole environment. For that, there's no, that's why I come. That's what I come in. Hagroisa dank to Rabbi Chonon. He has an unbelievable solution for this whole, the ganze meise. Being misala other people. And you should know your whole life is like that. The more you're going to look around you and look at Ruchni, it's not as your own personal kinyan, but a kinyan that you want to get other people. You're not busier than Rabbi Chonon Vassman. He had enough time to go to the train, spend an hour with his friend to try to be mamchish a certain point. The more you yourselves are going to shtike. Aser b'shul shetis aser. You give from yourself, your ruchnius itself is going to go up. You'll see. Hagut Shabbos.